4 years ago, two companies, TiVo and Replay, introduced a new device called the Personal Video Recorder. The makers and some reviewers said it would change the way people watch television. Well, it hasn't. Not yet, anyway. Sales have grown slowly, and today only about 1 million of the machines are in homes. In spite of that, the technology has sent shudders through the entertainment industry because it allows users to skip commercials. NPR's John McChesney reports.
John Hoare is a young lawyer living alone in a small San Francisco apartment. Recently, he was overheard in a restaurant bragging about his new TiVo to his friends. He invited me over to back up his enthusiasm with a demonstration.
It's revolutionized the way I watch television.
Hoare brings up the on-screen program guide and begins popping through it. He says he loves documentaries, but because there are so few of them and they're so poorly publicized, he never knew when they were on the air.
I found out that one thing you can do with TiVo is you can get a list of every documentary film or every soccer game or whatever it is that you're interested in that's going to be aired in the next 2 weeks.
One click on the program of choice means it will be recorded when it airs. Two clicks on a series like Frontline means every episode will be recorded automatically. One click begins playback from a list of recorded programs.
In China, 1998 was a year of enormous change and uncertainty. That year, Frontline began filming families across the country.
Hoare says he enjoys television more now because in the past when he came home, he had to watch whatever happened to be on.
And now I come home and at 8:30 on a Tuesday night I turn it on and I have 15, 20 hours of my favorite programs to choose from.
John Hoare's joy at being liberated from real-time broadcasting is common amongst owners of these recorders, but the almost cult-like loyalty of TiVo owners hasn't spilled over to the general public. TiVo, after 4 years, still has only about 700,000 subscribers. Brendan Turner, who writes about technology for Slate magazine, says part of the problem is that even though TiVo makes recording simpler, it still has to overcome the public's reluctance to fiddle with new technology.
TiVo, I guess to a technology journalist or someone familiar with consumer technology, isn't especially complicated, but for that large percentage of people who don't want to bother with, you know, large menus, lots of commands, plugging in a modem into their TV set, I think it's the kind of technological challenge that scares them off a little bit.
And TiVo's decision to sell information about its audience's viewing habits to third parties may give consumers second thoughts about buying. TiVo can see what you watch. But CEO Mike Ramsey insists that only aggregate information about general viewing habits will be sold.
We commit to our subscribers that we do not collect any data that is personal information on them. And if they don't want us to do even that, even non-personal or anonymous data, they can opt out of that.
Ramsey's one of the men who invented this machine, and he's visibly proud as he shows off its features.
I think probably one of the simplest is the ability to pause live television, because you're always getting interrupted or you want to get a drink from the refrigerator, and the idea that you don't miss a moment of the program is very easy to understand.
Very easy to understand is important to makers of these machines. In spite of the enthusiasm of their subscribers, they've had a hard time explaining what their recorders are capable of. Slate's Brendan Turner says these machines are usually sold in big stores like Best Buy, where consumers are already confronted with dozens of home entertainment devices.
And walking in there, it's very difficult for a salesman to describe in 25 words or less how a TiVo works and why it's going to change someone's viewing life, and furthermore, why it's worth $300 for the standalone recorder plus the monthly subscription fee.
The early years have been hard on these companies. TiVo has yet to turn a profit. The shortage of cash has meant cutbacks in much-needed advertising. Microsoft invested substantially in its own recorder called Ultimate TV, but is now backed away from the market. And then there's the entertainment industry's fear of the machine. Replay originally included a 30-second skip button that allowed users to jump right over commercials, threatening the very underpinning of television. Then Replay added a function that allowed users to send copies over the Internet, and the film industry sued the company. Replay went bankrupt and has just been purchased by a Japanese electronics firm, which has announced it will remove the skipping function. TiVo has been more accommodating, only permitting users to fast-forward through commercials. Josh Burnoff is with Forrester Research.
I think the fears have been overblown. It looks like from the best data we can get, that about 40% of the commercials watched by TiVo users are actually watched at the normal rate of speed. And as a result of this, it is going to have a serious effect on television advertising and on the role of television networks. But this is not the end of television.
Bernoff says one solution is for products to be embedded right in the program, like American Idol, where Coca-Cola was always visible on the screen. But the best solution, Bernoff says, is to make the commercials so good that people will want to watch them. In any case, some entertainment companies have decided that if they can't beat them, they'll join them. Cable operators like Time Warner and Comcast are now building the technology right into their set-top boxes for a small additional fee, but equipped with the slowest possible fast-forward function. Again, Josh Bernoff.
The idea that you still have to watch television on the network schedule is an anachronism. This technology of personal video recording will be part of your cable and satellite system moving forward, and we're estimating that about 35% of U.S. households will have it within 5 years.
But even as personal video recording reaches a mass market, the early companies like TiVo and Replay might pay a price. Incorporation of the technology in cable company boxes could leave those standalone businesses stranded. To counter that possibility, TiVo is dropping prices and rapidly adding new features in order to remain competitive. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.
Other NPR stories about TiVo and a link to the TiVo Community Forum are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.